KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. We look going to be partly cloudy today with a high of 37, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A woman from Cass County was arrested Sunday afternoon in Red Oak. Authorities say 65-year-old Marcia Elaine Lehman of Griswold was arrested around 4 p.m. in the 1800 block of North 4th Street for violating a no-contact order. Lehman was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Various monthly meetings are set to take place around the area today. First up at 5:15 p.m., the City of Atlantic's Parks and Rec Board will gather in the City Council's chambers. Action items include those pertaining to the Quality of Life Committee, sand volleyball courts, Little League expansion, and a FEMA safe room. And Director Brian Rasmussen of the board will discuss exploring synthetic ice options and enhancing online reservations. The Griswold School Board meeting takes place at 5:30 this evening in the conference room. At 6 p.m., the board will move into a public hearing on the 2022-23 school calendar, followed by discussion. When they resume current business, the board will act on setting the meeting date and time for a special board work session. They'll also take action on approving the 2022-23 school calendar and modified supplemental amounts and a plan for the dropout prevention and at-risk program. Additional discussion for the Griswold School Board will cover topics such as the baseball field and middle school gym maintenance. At 6 p.m., members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board will meet in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. There, they will receive and recognize a letter of intent to bargain from the teachers' union. Discussion and or action items there include setting the dates and time for a 2022-23 calendar hearing, a request to the SBRC for funding related to the fiscal year SWVPP, increased enrollment, including a resolution to submit a request to the School Budget Review Committee for funding in the amount of $32,521. Also, action on adopting a resolution accepting completion of the middle school staff restroom renovations in the Exira building. They'll also act on approving an April 1st through the 3rd music booster trip to Kansas City, a retention stipend for staff, and approve the hiring of Cody Parmley as drama play sponsor. The Audubon School Board meets at 7 p.m. tonight at the high school boardroom. Action items include approving sharing agreements with Coon Rapids Baird, the transfer of funds from professional development and home school assistance to the flex funds. Superintendent Eric Traeger will report on the federal vaccine mandate for businesses with 100 or more employees, which you may know was blocked by the Supreme Court last week, and he'll provide updates on the district building projects. The Atlantic City Council is set to meet at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday at City Hall, and one of their agenda items is to hold the second reading of an ordinance amending the city code by dividing the city into five wards and five precincts and outlining and describing each ward and precinct and then repealing ordinance number 934. Now, City Administrator John Lund says an error occurred 2 weeks ago with the rules for waiving the second and third readings of the ordinance to adopt the redistricting maps for the city. That means the ordinance was not passed by the presumed deadline. In his agenda preview notes, Lund said that City Clerk Barb Barrick had contacted the Iowa Secretary of State's office with the issue, and as suspected, they wanted to get their hands on the maps, which were submitted on time. Lund said the Secretary of State's office was very accommodating with their error and barely wanted the ordinance sent to them when it's passed. He said since the second and third readings were not legitimate, the second reading can occur now at this January 19th meeting. The council is then expected to waive and suspend the rules for the third reading. That requires three separate meetings ordinarily before the ordinance is approved. It must do so by a three-fourths vote of the full council, six out of seven members. If that occurs, they can move on to the third and final reading, which requires a simple majority vote in order to pass. If approved, the ordinance may then be sent on to the Secretary of State's office. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday will act on an order to approve an agreement with the City of Messina for wastewater treatment or wastewater operator services. The City of Messina was informed by the DNR that the city must delegate its operator in charge authority necessary to operate and maintain their wastewater facilities and an operator with a Grade 2 license. Messina's employee only has a Grade 1 license, but is working on their Grade 2 license. Messina has already established relationships with surrounding communities for the services they need help with, including the City of Marnie and the City Clerk's Office in Atlantic. And Assistant Atlantic's Wastewater Superintendent Tim Snyder, who has a Grade 4 license, is willing to assist Messina at a contracted rate. The Atlantic City Council will also act Wednesday on a resolution adopting the Cass County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan, or HMP, and a resolution repealing a resolution and establishing the use of the ARPA funds, those are COVID relief funds, as determined last week by the U.S. Treasury Department, and that allows for greater flexibility in how the COVID relief funds are used by municipalities and local governments. It also means the Bull Creek Restoration Project is still on the table, according to John Lund. That is our check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.